Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. It's challenging enough to sell online these days without trying to sell something you don't care much about, or worse yet, don't know much about. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as Mr. Dot Customer Service with shooting star feedback, and he's here now to explain why you're best off selling something you know and love. Tim, what all do you sell? Do you know and love it?
Well, first off, Lee Griffin, Lee, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it. Yeah, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, I'll start off with, you know, if you do the things that you love, you'll never work another day in your life. Okay, so I'll start off with that. And that's kind of what eBay is. But what do I sell? I sell everything. You know, we go to the eBay Open, you ask people, you always ask, you get to the table, you ask everybody what the with the same question, hey, what do you sell? Because you're trying to learn, you know? And so I'm an everything seller. Well, I sell everything. And also everything, as long as it fits into the eBay formula, you know, you have to be able to ship it. The shipping can outweigh the cost of the item. And I'll ship anything, as long as I'll sell anything, as long as it's not offensive. But that's what I sell. I'll sell everything. Okay.
But what are the advantages of selling what you know and love?
Okay. So now we go. The advantages of knowing and selling what you love. It's a full on treasure hunt. You already know about this stuff. It's like having, so I'm full time and it's like having people talk about having a niche market and, you know, this is what I like to do and this is what I do. I do books or whatever it is. Well, I'll do books, but I do a whole bunch of niche markets. Because when you go to the estate sale, you can't choose what they have there. So you have to have a big, wide range. So, you know, you start to know more and more things. I'm a guy. I like guy stuff. So I tend to lean in that direction. But you have a whole bunch of items. But really, it's a full-on treasure hunt. And it's a little bit like short-term collecting for yourself. I collect it for a little bit, and then I sell it. You know, it might be only a week, but...
Yeah.
What are some of the things you started collecting and then sold?
Oh, you know, the collecting things, you know, you say collecting things collectibles, but I say collecting things sporting goods and all that kind of thing. Some of the specific areas that I sell in, like I said, I'm a wide-range person. And I sell lots and lots of stuff, you know, archery and fishing, camping, gold prospecting, boating, photography, cars, motorcycle, all kinds of guy stuff, hunting stuff, and on and on and on. So I have a niche market in a massive range of items. In order to do this full time, I believe that's the way you need to do it. So
rather than picking a specific niche, you can find bunches of them.
Yeah, because like I said, when you go to a estate sale or the swap meet or wherever you're going, even in the thrift stores around here, they all have eBay people in them, so I don't go to them because they already pick all the good stuff. But you can't choose what's at the estate sale. Often they have similar things like kitchen knives and kitchen stuff and pots and pans and cookware and all that kind of stuff. But then they will often have all kinds of guy stuff in the garage. Or photography stuff. Even the old stuff is good. So you have to have a wide range of items to buy and sell. So if you really like this stuff, I love photography. I love cycling. I love these things. I know about them. And because if you love them, you're going to know about it. You're not going in blind. And you have an advantage. Everybody else is looking up on their phone. You go, I'll take this and this and this and this and this.
Well, are you still... looking to expand into other areas of collecting or product lines that are of interest to you?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys a question, okay? It's kind of personal, but I'm going to ask you a question to answer that question. Do you want to raise?
Yeah, I want to raise.
Yeah.
You want to raise? Of course you want to raise.
Yes.
You ask everybody if they want to raise. Of course they're going to say yes, they want to raise.
What's the catch?
The catch is you always are expanding. It's a forever. Nobody knows everything. When you go to the estate sale, look what other people are buying. Maybe they know something more about something than you do. Same thing at the swap meet. Look in their cart, see what they're buying. And a lot of times, if I see them buying something that I don't know about, you kind of take note. You can write it down if you want to, but you take note in your head. A couple of days later, look on eBay, find it, find the seller, and then look at their items. How are they selling? Is it a good item to sell? Maybe I need to go into that market because it's something that I don't know about. So, yes, absolutely always expanding. Look at what other people sell. Listen to them. When you go to the estate sale, you know, say the estate sale starts at 9 o'clock. Well, you have to get there at least an hour early, so you get there earlier. Sometimes you get there hours and hours earlier if it's a really good sale to get on the list so you can get in and, you know, early. But a lot of people, they talk. And they talk about home runs and stuff. I'll talk about, hey, you listen to eBay Radio. You know, if you're not, you need to be, all that kind of stuff. There you go, Lee, that's for you.
Thank you.
And, no, but seriously, a lot of people know that I know about eBay, so they ask me eBay questions. I will answer every single eBay question they have. But when it comes to exactly what I sell, I know people watch me. I have a big, giant pile of stuff, and people are looking at my pile. I can't help it, but I'm not going to give the farm away. A lot of people, they just give the farm away. I'm not giving the farm away. So, yeah, absolutely. Always, always, always expand. And
it's exciting to sell something new, something you've never sold before.
Absolutely.
You put it on eBay, and it sells, and you think, whoa, I got to find more of these gadgets.
Exactly. And in finding more, you learn more.
Exactly.
And then it goes on and on and on. It perpetuates. Same thing. You just keep going and going and going. And after you learn something, oh, maybe this, that kind of goes with this, you know, like in camping. Camping is massive. Backpacking, so much gear that's involved. If you know about camping, my goodness, so much stuff. You can walk through the store, REI, Recreational Equipment Incorporated. They have only top-end stuff. You could just walk through the store. They have a cycling section, all top-end stuff. Just look at the brands. If you find the brands, it's good. It's going to be good. You can learn and learn and learn and learn, even stuff that you're not interested in, but you can learn to love. But when you buy things that you love, it's always more fun. I love it.
So what's the thing that gives you, Tim Chapman, Mr. Customer Service, the biggest, wonderful feeling, the warm and fuzzy when you spot it at an estate sale?
Yeah, you know, this might sound kind of funny, but I still really like kitchen knives. Believe it or not, I love kitchen knives because what happens with the kitchen knives? It's like I like them, and then what happens, I buy them, especially old ones, old carbon steel ones, and I refurbish them all, and I make them beautiful, and I sharpen them up and everything, and it's really satisfying.
So it's like a hobby also, even though you're going to sell that knife.
Oh, you better believe I know I'm going to sell that knife.
It's a hobby, though.
I put 15, 20 minutes into it, and it was just a pile of rust before I started. And now it's beautiful, and somebody somewhere in the world wants this knife because they know the carbon steel knives are some of the best. So there's kind of really a satisfaction of making this thing beautiful again and then giving it to somebody else. Hey, they pay me for it. But I give it to somebody else, and it makes them happy. It's a neat feeling. Of course, when you find a giant home run, that's, of course, fun, too. You know, everybody's happy and stuff. But I just really like knives. That's just something. I'm a guy. I like knives. I like to refurbish them, make them new again, and put them back into service. So
do you like to sharpen them so that they're so sharp they can just cut through paper with just a whoosh?
I do. I like to sharpen them very much. The ones that I'll do those for myself because it takes a long time to do it right. So what I do, I have a really nice belt sander, a wide belt sander. And I go through a whole series of things. Of course, you redo the handle, and you make it nice and new and stuff. And you actually the white Crisco grease.
Yeah.
If you have old handles, you sand them down really good, and you steel wool, coarse, and then medium, and then fine, and they're beautiful. And then you put Crisco on them. And the wood will
shine.
Suck them up. It sucks up the Crisco. And then you wipe it all off, and then you sharpen the, and when I sharpen it, I have when you do a carbon steel knife, you would put a sharper angle on it because the steel is so much harder than stainless. You can put a sharper angle on it, and it's very, very sharp. And you can do it very quickly. So I spend 15 minutes on a knife, and it's beautiful. It's just wonderful. I love it.
So he gets excited about a lot of things, but this particular thing, the answer that you gave us, sounds to me like one of your biggest passions, finding that knife.
It does.
Yeah, knife.
It's just something everybody kind of has it. I mean, Lee, your passion is radio. You do radio and you do it well. And it's just one of those things. I really love selling on eBay. It's fun. But there are certain things you can make it even more fun. I'm on my own boss. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to redo these knives. They'll still sell without it, but they don't sell nearly as good when you put them up.
So how much do you pay for the average knife like this? And after you fix it up, how much do you get for it?
Well, it depends. Sometimes you pay just a couple dollars, but people are getting wise to these old knives and stuff. And I'll pay $20. But some of these knives, an old Saboteur, a big giant one, a carbon steel one, oh my goodness, it'll sell for $75, $80 after you're done. And you only put a few dollars into it in 15 minutes of your time. And I don't know how many times the customers have called me back, whoa, these are so nice.
So what about if the guy who has the old beat up knife tries to sell it on eBay old and beat up?
If I see it, you better believe I'm going to buy it.
So he's not going to get as much money. He's not going to get the 75. He's only
not even close. No, sometimes though, $100, a couple hundred dollars. You could buy a J.A. Henkels from way back pre-war. It's worth a few hundred dollars. You put them all. Oh my goodness! People don't realize that top end knives, even current knives that are high end, they're very, very expensive.
So I think,
and you sell these right under Mr. Customer Service.
Yes,
yes, I do. Yes.
What Tim's trying to say is, it doesn't only have to be one passion.
No, it can
you
be
can
several.
Sell many passions, and you can get a passion, a new passion.
Tim, your passion is infectious. Thank you for that. This segment was sponsored by Bulk. 888-723-4630. Call us at NB Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images, complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of maker's marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join. Listen while you list.